Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
That's Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
It seems so good to
one of my favorites, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the author of Unleashing Small Business Through IP. That's intellectual property. In case you didn't know that, if you've been listening to my show for very long, you know what that means. Ray Keating, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Thanks.
Thanks for staying with me, and congratulations on the book. It's out now, folks, in paperback version, and I'm still waiting on my autographed, inscribed copy with loving words, Ray. Also, the Kindle ebook version is out, and they can go to SBE Council and download the PDF copy, can't they?
Yep, all three. Amazon for the trade paperback, Amazon obviously also for the ebook,
yep.
And then right to our website, sbecouncil.org. You can look at the press release and related materials that we've written regarding the book and the issue, and then you can download the book itself if you like PDFs.
And how much does it cost?
Well, to get the PDF is absolutely nothing.
Wow, they can get the PDF for free?
They can get the PDF for free.
But they're going to have to buy the book because it costs money to print it.
That's right. So if you get the trade paperback, it's like a little over $4, and if you want the Kindle version,
wow,
it's all of 99 cents.
Wow, what a deal. Folks, I'm serious. That's a heck of a deal to get this kind of information. So please check that out, and thank you for making that available. Folks, go to sbecouncil.org, and you can download the free PDF version and a buck for the Kindle version. So check that out. We're talking about intellectual property. The big thing I've said, as I said earlier, Ray, that I've been pushing for all these years is helping small business owners realize that they're creating intellectual property every day, even if they don't do patents, even if they aren't registering trademarks, which they probably should do more of. They're creating property not only that they should protect, but they also should defend. And one of the ways they should do that is not be naive about what they own. And when they have key employees who they reveal that information to, make sure those people have signed non-disclosures. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Just from a pure management standpoint, you're absolutely right. I mean, you have to have the system set up to protect your intellectual property. And you're right in the sense that, you know, you're taking the widest definition of intellectual property, and that's fine. You're absolutely right. But you have to understand, you know, it's the patent issue, the copyright issue, trademark, so on and so on. But then you're absolutely right in terms of trade secrets, how you do business. All those things have to be kept. Well, what's the best way to put it? That's information that needs to be managed smartly so you
mm-hmm.
can stay competitive in the marketplace. That's the bottom line.
That's right. So what does intellectual property mean to the U.S. economy?
Oh, it's huge. You know, it's always been big. I mean, one thing that, you know, in the digital economy and the global economy, IP has become even more important, but it's always been important. And you know, we do a quick chapter on the history of this, you know, and there we look at some very smart economists and historians that talk about how the Industrial Revolution really came about due to intellectual property protections, you know, the first patent law in England in 1600s, mm-hmm. copyright in 1700s. So when intellectual property rights were established and truly protected, well, guess what happened? Mankind took a great leap forward mm-hmm. in terms of our economic output. And the same thing goes for today.
And the founders...
This is
another example of their incredible prescience and wisdom and foresight and genius and is the reason why I think they were aliens, Ray, because at the end of the 18th century, they established the ability for, and the Constitution provides for protection for those, that kind of property, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it's right there. They understood it. They got it, and it's right there in terms of our own Constitution, in terms of essentially, you know, patents and copyrights. So,
mm-hmm.
yep, it was right there, and it matters just as much today, if not more so, in this digital, high-tech, global economy. When you look at some of the numbers, the Commerce Department, for example, put out a study last year, and they said, and this is a very conservative estimate, just looking at IP-intensive industries, you know, the ones that we think of off the bat, 35% of GDP, 28% of all jobs. And that grossly, and I would argue that grossly underestimates
the importance. And a lot of exports.
Oh.
A large part of our exports that don't have to go by ship, right, our intellectual property.
Yep, and again, the numbers are really kind of take you by surprise. Again, just looking at the IP-intensive industries, the Global Intellectual Property Center did a study last year, and they said almost three-quarters of total U.S. exports are from those types of industries.
Wow, so, from movies and entertainment and music and things like that.
And I'm glad you said that, because the other thing to understand here is when we talk about especially these IP-intensive industries, a lot of people think of, again, big business. You know, when they talk about software and the music business and Hollywood and pharmaceuticals, and you know what? It's just the opposite. Just like every other industry, quite frankly, in this country, it's overwhelmingly about small business. And I'll just give you a quick numbers real quick. 71% of employer firms in software publishing, less than 20 employees, 94% in the music business, 92% in Hollywood, 58% in pharmaceuticals. You know, just go down the list. These are industries that are dominated by small firms.
Right.
And these small firms need these IP protections even more so than the big guys.
Folks, it's not only about the IP that you're using internally, that you're creating yourself, that you should be aware of and conscious of and developing and protecting, but also things you can turn into products. Never underestimate the things that you know that you think are important to you that could be important to someone else you could develop. SBECouncil.org, you can get the PDF there for free. The Kindle version is 99 cents. The paperback is $4.99. Wherever books are sold, stay with us. 10 Till. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.